Saturday morning, you're with Rosie on the house and you're just in time. I hope you're hungry. I'm Gary D in the producer studio. Jandy Autry and Jennifer are in the studio right next to me. They're getting ready for the Rosie on the House edition of her 1 Minute Kitchen. She's making omelets because our farm fresh this month are eggs. And in the next hour, we'll continue talking eggs with Charmin Hickman in the Arizona Farm Bureau and Romy with the Outdoor Living Hour. But first, the Saba Home and Patio Show is underway in Tucson this weekend. And here's Home Show Director Jennifer Bailey. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
This is one of our favorite events here at Rosie on the House. And I'm sure once again, it's jam-packed with lots of things to do.
Oh, it is hopping, and we're getting ready. We have a lot of things going on for the whole family to come out and get your face painted. You can learn how to keep your yard safe from snakes. You can learn how to remodel your home.
We should know that rattlesnakes are not invited to the show, but, you know, you're right. They're out there.
Rattlesnakes are out now. That's what I've heard.
That's true.
So we've got animal experts is going to be talking about how you can keep your home safe from them and your animals safe.
So when you walk around the home and patio show, you'll see pools, spas, water treatment, landscape ideas, driveways, garages, food preparation. Y'all got it all here. This is incredible.
We do, and we even have trees. Tucson Electric Power is going to be offering trees as long as you fill out some paperwork from them. They've got some desert trees that they're giving away.
Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Patio Show in Tucson, and it's at the Tucson Convention Center. There is admission?
$8, but there's coupons on our website, sabahomeshow.com. Seniors are half off as well as military, and kids 12 and under are free.
And also, Rosie on the House is out there. Our lovely rosebud, Susan Krieger, will be manning the Rosie booth, so stop by and say hi to her as well. Jennifer, we will come back to you later in the show as the home show opens.
Great. Thank you.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House, and we have Jandy Autry in studio. Jandy Autry, producer of the 1 Minute Kitchen, Rosie on the House style today.
That's
She's
right.
in studio with us.
We are doing something really fun today. You're going to make a 1 Minute omelet, and guess who taught me how to do this?
Who?
Charmin Hickman.
Oh, yeah?
So if somebody knows how to make an omelet, it would be Charmin Hickman.
She's got a lot of eggs to go through. Don't you love the egg farmers? I mean, let's give a tribute to the families.
Arizona egg farmers, they've just formed a new group, and they're awesome. 90% of egg farmers in America are family-owned. The egg, the incredible edible egg, it's pretty amazing what packs a punch in one egg.
71 calories and 2 grams of fat for an egg.
Yeah.
9 amino acids.
9 grams of protein.
Vitamin
it's
A and D.
Crazy.
Yeah. What else could you eat that gave you that much?
I wanted to give you a tip on storing eggs. So when you store your eggs, make sure that the pointy side is down. That's going to keep your egg fresher. I brought 2 of my favorite gadgets in for the perfect hard-boiled egg. These are egg timers. This is called the Exact Egg Timer. You plop this in the water.
In the water.
When you put your eggs in, and it will tell you when it's hard-boiled, medium-boiled, or soft-boiled.
Now, do those float, or do they
No,
they
sink to the bottom.
And you can read that all the way through the water. Yeah.
Yep, it's red, and then it'll turn white as it cooks.
Well, that takes all the guesswork.
I got to tell you something, Jen. If you can find these, find them at Sur La Table, Sweet Basil. They're just called the Exact Egg Timer. Amazon, I think they're $2.
Mm-hmm.
The best kitchen gadget when it comes to eggs.
All righty. So let's make this omelet together.
Yep, you're gonna make the omelet. So I've got a hot skillet. You want to do about a 10-inch skillet. Nonstick would be good. You've got 2 eggs there that you've mixed together with what?
2 tablespoons of milk.
About 2 tablespoons of milk. You've got it nice and going here. Yep. So you're going to pour everything in at once. And now you're going to kind of dredge it.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn this up a little bit. So what she's doing is she's moving the wet eggs to the center and always keeping the eggs on the base. So what's happening, Jen, it's starting to cook, and you're going to get an omelet that's cooked all the way around at the same time. Literally going to take you 1 minute to
now,
do.
Now, do I stay in the middle, or do
and
I
go
do
all
any,
the,
oh, go
Yeah,
away.
Go all
Oops,
the way around, and then you're going to tip your pan so
fill
that
in.
So that the bottom is always has eggs. Look at that. You're almost done. Let's throw some cheese because we're going to do a cheese omelet. You want to fold it over. It's not quite ready, but it almost is.
So now I'm done dredging, right?
You're done dredging, and now you're going to take it and fold it over. Look at that.
Come on, baby. Okay, that's not beautiful.
No, it is beautiful. And you know what? with a little bit of cheese. But guess what, Jen? You
wonderful.
Just made
awesome.
You made
awesome.
A 1 minute omelet. I love that. And you know what? When you the culinary schools, this is one of the first things that students have to learn is how to make a French omelet, you know, or how to make a beautiful omelet.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna
beautiful.
Put it on your plate and look at we are done. That is a gorgeous omelet, girl.
1 minute, awesome. Well, thank you so much for another in-studio cooking session.
It's fun.
Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.